Hi, welcome to the EEV blog, an electronics engineering video blog of interest to anyone involved in electronics design. I'm your host, Dave Jones. Hi, it's time for another drive time rant. Now, what prompted this one is that I was reading a news article about an orange juice company. Now, work with me here. There's an orange juice company who, I forget their name, they're a US, Tropicana I think it is, but I stand to be corrected on that. Now, what they did is that they decided to change their product. They were like number one in the industry for this fresh, you know, 100% orange juice drink. And some MBA dickhead there obviously got the idea that they would change the product packaging. I believe they've had the same product packaging for a long time and everyone recognizes it, etc., etc. And they decided to change the packaging. And they, you know, it looks entirely different. It had like an orange juice. It had like an orange with a straw coming out of it. It looked really good. It was like you were sucking the juice right out of the orange. And they decided to change it to some stupid glass thing, like an abstract half a, you know, it was like half an orange juice glass and you were like drinking out of the glass or something like that. And it's really quite lame and sterile, I thought. Anyway, they obviously had some MBA marketing dickhead who thought that was a good idea to change it. So what happened? They changed it. And sure enough, their market dropped out by, I forget the figure, but like 20% or something. Like overnight. And it doesn't sound like a huge amount, you know, 20%. But apparently it actually equates to hundreds of millions of dollars in lost revenue that they just lost overnight. What a bunch of idiots. And apparently it lasted just on a month or something like that before they realized that it was actually the packaging that was actually causing the problem. Well, duh, jeez, you know, doesn't take a genius to figure that out. And anyway, so that got me thinking about product marketing and changing stuff. And well, as you know, I've mentioned this on a few blogs, and really, you know, I hate change. You know, as a general rule, I hate when a product changes, especially a really good product and a successful product. And you see it time and time again. For example, on the blog, I reviewed the PitKit 3, which was an upgrade to the PitKit 2, and you know, a hugely successful product. But they just changed it. They came in and changed a lot of aspects of it, and everyone hated it. There was a big revolt against it, and of course they goofed it up. It didn't work all that well. They're still trying to sort out the bugs. It's generally okay now, but yeah, they just, you know, why change things? You see it all the time with products. Take for example the Fluke 87 meter, right? They're probably the most successful, highest selling multimeter of all time, and it's been going for, you know, 15, 20 years it's been on the market, the 87 series. Well, I'm not sure of when, but and I stand to be corrected on this because I'm not absolutely 100% sure, but Fluke came out with there was the original one, then there was the Series 3, which had some improvements, which were generally pretty good. So it's still a hugely successful product, might have even made it more successful. Then they decided, hey, let's come out with the Fluke 87-4 and let's change everything. Let's make it menu-based and all sorts of stuff. And what it actually turned out to be is it was actually, I believe it was the 180 series. There, you know, I've actually reviewed that on the blog, and it's a pretty darn good meter, but it's one of those high-end, menu-based multimeters, with poor battery life, which aren't really good for just general day-to-day use, which is what the 87 was, you know, absolutely killed the market at. It was number one. So I'm not sure how long it lasted, because I've never physically actually seen an 87.4. I've seen photos of it. But I think Fluke quickly realized that, oh, they, you know, this is bad. We changed absolutely everything, and people don't like that. We shouldn't be calling it a Fluke 87. So I believe they went and renamed it and rebadged it as the 180 series, which you can buy now, or the 280 series, which is an upgrade. Still an excellent meter. And then they released, they realized their mistake, so they spun it off, and then they released the 87.5, which is the current meter, and once again, with some reasonably good improvements, and once again, it's a winning meter that people know and trust. And well, you know, why you would change a winning product, you know, make small improvements, you know, really minor ones that either improve the performance or some annoying quirk in the user interface or the operation or something like that. But as a general rule, when you fundamentally change a winning product, you are doomed to failure, really, or the product is doomed to failure. Now, I can't talk because the company I work for, who shall remain nameless, have a bit of an industry rep for doing stuff like that, for making radical changes to their main product, good and bad. In many cases, for many years there, it was very bad, and the industry just would not buy it. They kept on using the old product, and that's just the way it goes. It took quite a few years for them to come out with a successful product again. And you see it just all over the place. You get these, the managers, the dickhead managers, these MBA types and these directors, they come in for the company and, well, they've got to show that they're doing something, so they change stuff. And some marketing people as well are just absolutely, they're just drummed into them from day one at university that they must, you know, implement change, and they come up with these brilliant ideas, which on paper are brilliant, but an idea on paper does not translate into a successful product. Designing a successful product is, and marketing a successful product too, is all about getting just, you know, a whole bunch of small things right. When you actually design, if you're thinking about going into business for yourself, design, or at least getting a side business designing small products or kits or something like that, here's a tip for you. Well, put all your effort into a couple of things. One, how the product looks and functions, how it looks, how it feels. Make it look professional. Make it look like it's designed for the job, and design it to a nice price point that you know is going to be a winner. So there's no point designing some super duper whiz bang product with all the technical features in the world if it's just an absolute dog to use. And that's the whole point of designing a successful product, I think. Now, I'm probably talking out my ass here, because this is another stream of consciousness thing which is just coming out here, but marketing is just making changes. It can absolutely kill your product, and companies just do it time and time again, and often they won't learn from their mistakes. They'll go, oh yeah, we know what we did wrong, we'll do it better next time, and they make the same stupid mistakes over and over. It's just crazy. Some test gear and other electronics products on the market, the way they're marketed is just incredibly stupid. When you look at it from an engineer's point of view, you know, I look at some products and I go, that's just stupid. Why have you done that? Why have you priced it at that? Why have you done, you know, why are you advertising it that way, you know? And it's just crazy. So there you go. There's something to think about. Marketing. It's just don't make changes unless you're absolutely, absolutely sure you know what you're doing. And if you are absolutely sure, then I can guarantee you don't know what you're doing. Because generally you are wrong. If you're a marketing person and you think you know what you're doing, well, I reckon in the electronics business, you're probably going to be wrong. That's my bet anyway. So there you go. Marketing. I hate it.